Hello, 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 and welcome back to the Laundry Room Podcast with myself, Roxy Tumble Dryer. It's been a long time, hasn't it? Oh, I was on holiday, then I was on another holiday, then I was kidnapped on the holiday. My parents went out for tapas and never come back, and sure, you know how it goes. But anyway, welcome back anyway. I hope you have missed me as much as I've missed you, because I've missed you a lot. But this week, I am joined by an absolute queen of the May, the queen of the West Belfast queen, the bitch of all bitches. Please, make some noise in your homes, clap your thighs, clap your arseholes, and jiggle your tits for Misty Fall!
Yeah, your mass home!
Come out, ye blackin' tan.
Oh, don't be starting
treat
that,
treat you like a man.
Treat you like a man. You look, fuck you like a man.
You look like you like ham.
I do. Oh my god, it'll be ham sandwich.
It's a traditional ham related song.
Ham.
Like, come out with your lovely cooked hams.
Black and tan bread.
Come out with your hams and let me eat them like a man. That could be something.
Be something.
You are the Catholic woman, and I don't know anything about hams and songs like that.
No.
I'm a true
palms, rebel. Psalms. I know about psalms in the church.
Come out and give us your palms, and you're like, give them wings. Like,
palms and.
No, come out and give me them palms.
Oh, palms. Oh, my God.
You're going to run the doors rapping.
I was, like, taking it to church. I was like, yes, no, at Easter time we get the palms. No, for your ashes.
Oh,
you're like, no, I'm giving people wanks.
You're ready for a novena where I'm going to go, come out for your Catholic wanking session. I'm like, oh, Father, is that you? It's like, get out of your bed, John, he's here. Why is the wife Catholic? I have no idea. Like,
don't know.
Why is it Catholic?
Why is it Irish?
Irish. Why she got a southern
accent? Why she from the south?
I don't know. But here, Misty, what about you?
Hiya.
Welcome to the laundry.
I am very, very, very glad to be here. Finally.
Finally.
Eventually.
It has happened to me right in front of my face and I cannot hide it.
Chicka chicka. Some lovely jazz hands. How are you, my favourite kitchen appliance?
I'm absolutely wonderful. I was meeting Mr. Wright, the man of my dreams, the one that should be true love. Or at least it seemed.
With brown cocoa skin and curly black hair. Just the way he looked at me. That tender loving star.
But finally,
we're here.
Along. The way I feel about you, just get, don't get me wrong.
Oh, Roxanne, I have missed this.
If you only
it's been
knew
a lot.
About you. Well, actually, it hasn't been a long time. Saturday night through the window waving. Like,
so we do see each other every Saturday night waving through the window. It's now become the Saturday night tradition.
We do. Because this city is a shithole. Oh, there we are. I'm holding the microphone so much better now that you can hear me clearly. Just in case somebody comments, going, your sound's terrible. I'm like, suck my sound, you fucking dick. Anyway,
Saturday nights through the window.
We're nearly on our first tangent there. We are the Tangent of Podcasts. So you can't get a taxi in this city as I'm leaving at 10 o'clock. I have done my drag, my feet are sore, and I'm like, fuck this, good night. The kids are all the way out, waiting
doing the bits.
I am already going, I can't wait to be in my bed at 10 to 11, eating something and watching TV. Going,
yep.
Yes,
that's it. Eat's been done. Drag's off. You're in your comfies.
Exactly.
Whereas while all that's happening,
it's all
I'm hanging. I'm hanging out the window, being like, "Welcome along to the show."
Exactly.
We have a few savages that are going past, being like, "Bye, girls. Enjoy your Saturday night in."
But because the town's so shit and you can't get a taxi, there's me then having to do not get a taxi just from outside Union Street.
No.
I have to walk up to the top.
The
of
whole
Donegal street.
The whole lap of the street.
Up the street, with all your stuff in your bags, and then you just stand basically on Donegal Street.
Yeah.
It's the 1930s.
At the corner.
You know, like show a little bit of thigh.
Yeah.
To try and get the man to
ankle,
stop.
A little bit of ankle just
yeah.
for
what
the taxi
I do
man.
Is I just send Sapphire Sparks over and she's like, do you take us home? And it's like, yep, thank you.
Done. That's she, it.
And
that's you sorted.
Dick, so it's all good.
You're happy and sorted.
That's it. She sucks her dick, so we're all good.
And that's it free. There you go. You don't even have to pay the taxi.
That's it.
Man.
Makes Sapphire, I'll transfer you that money. So. And she'll get it, no bother at all. But yeah, we get to see each other through the window. I walk past and then all this crowd shooting, you go on, Roxanne. I'm like, fuck off. Fuck off.
As you disappear into the
night.
Like,
I'm away. They come for a drink. I'm like, no.
I can't do it.
It's already my bedtime.
I don't know what it is. Now, though, I think it's probably more, because we've been doing this for a while, I enjoy a drink and drag.
Oh, I can only take a drink and
but
drag.
But I can't go out anymore and drag. Like,
no.
After the gig. Whereas I'm just like, no.
I'm done. I've worked. I'm hot. I'm done. I'm over it.
Yeah.
Thank you and God bless.
It's a lot. We give
a lot.
It's
a lot mentally. It's not even just the time. You're only on stage for I don't know how long. Some people's shows last for 2 hours, an hour, and 3 hours, 5 hours.
Five.
But, like, it's the getting ready before it. It's having to do the planning and people sending you music and that. It's not just a matter of, let me put on this dress and go and dance like a dick.
No, that's the thing. Like, on a Saturday when I'm getting ready, I'm like, right, Electra sends me our group shit. And then I'm like, right, let's plan the show. So that's like an hour listening to Spotify. Even if I'm not going to do it, you're sitting, no, flicking through.
I always
do that.
Having
a smoke, going, right, okay. Then you have to pack. Then you have to get all the bits shaved that you need to fucking shave. And then you have to go and actually do the gig.
And then you go and do the fucker and you're like, well, that was great. And then as soon as it hits the time, I'm like, I am done herding straight women like sheep. I am fucked. I'm like a shepherd. I'm like, come this way. I'm going to drink.
Unless one of the girls are in for like a birthday on a Saturday. And you're having a couple of drinks while you're doing the set and the crack's good, you may stay for one and do a lap. But after that, I'm like, right, taxi, bibbidi bobbidi boop.
I was about to go, I don't
home.
Think there's a lap in me, but there is. I always call up to see Granny D upstairs and you're just like, hello, Granny. Like, hello, what's happening? Nothing. Great. All the best. Cheerio.
That's you.
That is the
lap. No, I do the same with DJ Stevie on a Saturday. Done. I go up to DJ booth, go, Stevie, how are you? Well, Jared's in, I'll say hi, Jared does the lights.
And leave.
And then I'm like, write me an electro away. I'll see you next week.
Good night. God bless. Bye bye.
Safe home.
Done. And we're away. And that is how it works. I love it. I'm like, that's me done. Fair enough. Once in a blue moon. Now somebody's like, out. Yeah, I'm like, okay, let's go. But
if you take the notion,
like
you do
it,
and you don't give a fuck, but then you die on the Sunday, and then if you're like yourself,
I'll have to do it all again.
You have to do it all again on the Sunday.
And I go, no, I have another show tomorrow. No.
Or I get a little text from our good sister Rusty Hinges going, missed.
Cover
not
me.
Well, you cover me the night. And you know me, like, I'll work hard for the cause. Like, if you're saying that I get extra money that week, I'm like, yes, because we all know where that money's going, and Mum's getting a good smoke that week as well.
You're happy enough, you're grounded.
Oh,
taking
I'm
that
like,
money.
Let's do it.
That'll do me.
And then I'll bring a bottle of rosé wine in with my while we're doing the gig, because if it's not my gig, I'm like, fuck it, let's have a drink and have the crack with people. Mum's on the wine.
Everything going. If it involves makeup and putting on women's clothes, I'm getting a fucking drink.
You need a drink. Before,
like,
after,
like drag sober.
During.
It's very fucking... I feel odd. I feel weird. See, being sober in drag.
Yeah.
I feel like a fucking pervert.
Even if it's only a couple of blue, just to kind of take the edge. No, when I say a couple of blue, a couple of WKG.
I was about to be like...
You're like, oh, why, Misty's on the tablets.
Misty's on the tablets. Folks, hear her first. You wonder why she looks the way she does. It's because she's all blues. Missy, like, oh, check on hanging out a fucking window like a drive-through at KFC. What's yours, love? Pasty supper. What's yours, love?
Genuinely, we do call. We have now started calling the Saturday night window, the drive-through window, because you literally just chat shit to anybody.
Come
that
to
comes
drive-through
past.
Hatch and get your picture taken with a light-up mustache. Go on, da-da. Do everything. Do all of the local things. It's
all
wonderful.
The. I know, it's like a PSA for please come see the queer people within Belfast.
Yes, they stand on a corner outside to get looked at. It's amazing.
Look at us.
When the time they're all there, I'm gone. I'm like, don't look. Oh, yeah. Don't look at me.
If you want to come out and see Roxy, come out a little bit earlier.
Well, now don't. I'm out. I leave the house here at 7:30. I like to be around for about 7:30. So now we're in our beautiful summertime sadness. It is fucking
bright.
The lights have no effect whatsoever inside the bar. It is like, man. That is what I feel like. Gentlemen, hello.
Hello. And welcome to my Victor Victoria cabaret show.
Yeah, in my house I have it all. Like the drapes are drawn.
Oh, you lighting. Create the most lovely fantasy for yourself when you're getting ready to get in the headspace.
I do. I get ready by light as if it's going to be the same light. Well, it's the same light as the inside of the building.
Yeah.
It's going to be, you know, when it's dark. So I actually, like, when it's dark, like a real thing. But when it's daytime, I'm like, Jesus fuck. I heard a taxi driver the other day. I walked out and he was like, Jesus fucking Christ. I heard him. I was like,
you know it's bad when, like, the taxi man are like, because sometimes, like, you'll get a taxi man and they'll be like, well, what's happening? How are you? What's the crack? What are you doing?
No, they don't flirt no more with me. They think they know the score.
Do they not know more?
No, because I'm like, all right, what's happening?
I'll get it the odd time, but then as soon as I'm like, because now I'm back up home, I have to get the old taxi back up to Crumlin after the gig now.
The countryman.
So you're going up them fucking windy country roads, and I'm like, I'm not flirting with you because I will be left in a ditch in Nuts Corner somewhere. Do you know what I mean?
With your nuts lying in a corner. There was a lady found with a nuts in a corner. Do you know who it was?
Mr.
It was Misty Falls. I sound like one of those 1940s broadcasts. Like,
ha, say.
Say, baby, what are you talking about? Hello.
And I'll film noir.
Like, music coming in. Music coming in. That's not
music.
Some music.
News.
News coming in right now. Drag queen Misty Falls found with balls on the side of the falls. Who is it? We don't know. It's Misty from the falls. Balls. Halls. Deck the halls with balls of holly, twa-la-la-la, va-la-la, honey.
Baby. Oh, don't be starting Christmas, it's too early.
Don't even, I can't be fucked. Christmas doesn't start for me till at least 2 weeks before. Until then, don't even fucking speak to me. And oh, Christmas cards, I think, are a feat of shite.
I will take the wigs out probably about mid-October and get them done and out of the way that I know I'm going to use for Christmas.
Oh, Christmas drag shit?
Yeah.
Oh,
but, like, costumes and stuff are the week of. Get them bunged in the washing machine.
Get all last year's remnants and makeup off it.
Make sure everything's sitting. And then it's one bag, and it sits there.
Well, that's the only good thing I
think
about it.
From the end of December, or from the end of November, right through, possibly sometimes to January, in case you get an old corporate Christmas slightly after.
Oh.
Do you know some companies do that? They can't do it over Christmas, so they do it after. So you have to dress like a fucking slutty Mrs. Claus or slutty elf.
See, as soon as that happened, I'm like, no, you're not getting any Christmas stuff out of me. You'll get normal, not your fucking heap. And even if I'm doing some Christmas, no, sort of crossover November into December, still normal shit.
Yeah, I love our timeline when it comes to it, because do you know when we used to do, like, come the end of November, we were like, right, it's normal cabaret, and then first weekend in December, it's like, two normal, one Christmas.
Yes.
And then the week after that, two Christmas, one normal.
Yeah.
And then we do 2 weeks of full Christmas, and that was it.
Slowly bringing you in.
Easing, like, the edgers of edging people into Christmas when it came to it, whereas now...
Still do it.
There's that many people that come out. I have just went, do you know what it is? December itself is a Christmas month.
I hear Christmas music. It's fucking...
Oh, by the end of it, you go into full robotics mode and you're like, it's just doing the routine.
Wonderful time. I don't give a fuck. Shut up.
Like, it's not the most. And you know, time. I love Jane McDowell. We all do. Saint Jane of Cruising.
Legend or
something. But by December 24th, I do not want to hear Cruising into Christmas.
Ding, ding, ding. I bet you that rings out across gay bars across the world.
Oh, for December 1st at midnight, it's the first song played.
Ding, ding.
Between that and Mariah Carey.
It could be a Tuesday night, it could be a fucking Wednesday afternoon. Boom, boom. You hear Jim out. But anyway, less about Christmas. Fuck that. We're going to end up getting into Christmas,
and a little depressed, but just to the fact about Christmas cards, no. I do enjoy a card, but then also I'm like, oh, that's just a waste of paper.
It's just something to throw in the bin.
Do you know what I mean? I'll come and say Happy Christmas. We'll all go out for a drink. Good Christmas. We can have a good girly time and a good girly night out.
Don't waste your time giving me a Christmas card.
Don't be worrying about a card. See, even if you're giving me a bottle of drink, just hand me the drink. Don't get me a bag.
I just don't need it for a bag.
Just hand me it and go, Happy Christmas, mister. I'd be like, or some rosé wine. I'd be like, happy. Thank
I like the vodka bag, the bottle bags and all zipped up, and I'm like, what's the point in that? I'm going to rip it open anyway.
And exactly.
Drinks
and then someone wrote on the tag, so you can't even re-gift it with the tag on it. You have to, like, either tie a tag on it or just hand a bag over just to be like, get this out
I
of
I was
my
actually
house.
Looking for one the other week for something, and there it was, and it said Merry Christmas on it. I was like, fuck it, there you go. But my thing is, if I do buy like a birthday card or whatever for somebody, it'll be like, or a funny one. I get a funny one, it was stupid, like, to my lesbian mums, like, or
get,
something.
Don't get me wrong, a birthday card, because sometimes, especially anytime after 21.
Oh, I don't do birthday cards either.
Do you know
only
what I mean?
Christmas I do. Like, the only cards I get is for, like, family, you know, Christmas.
Ah, you have to.
And for, like, my mom.
Do you want to get the fuck out if you didn't give her a Christmas card?
The year that I got from my mom was, like, to my two mums at Christmas, or, like, to my dad. And I fucking hate my dad. So anyway, there you go. But tell us this. We'll leave Christmas behind, because we actually just go off there on a tangent, because I was about to ask you the usual podcast questions. Tell us, how did Misty Falls start? Were you always Misty Falls, or was there was a name before that?
There was a name before
what
that.
Was it? You've maybe told me this.
I have. So Misty Falls, only when you go back now and look at it, fucking, because I'll be 14 years in drag next month.
Fuck.
I know. Long time cross dressing for the cause.
Long time.
But before that, and I was looking at, like, old shit, so from when, like, back in maybe the last 2 years of secondary school, I would have done drama and art because, you know, faggot. And
yes, yeah, just look at it.
They were my A levels. So I had, like, done, like, sketches and art designs of, like, this whole production cast. Very everything's talking about Jamie, but set in West Belfast.
Everything's talking about Michael.
Genuinely.
Basically.
But the alter ego to it, because it was obviously Michael, boy, this drag queen, female illusion, as, like, the opposite to it. And she was always drawn with, like, big, massive, either brown or black, bouncing, curly hair. And
why did you never have bouncing curly hair?
Fuck you, you cheeky little bitch. I knew you were going to say
only
that.
You
these were art designs. I was able to draw it, okay?
So it never came to fruition?
Well, no, now they do. Now I have lovely hair.
Do you?
14 years later, don't. Because really? I will throw this microphone at you.
It's attached to a wire.
I'll pull it back and throw it at you.
So it's your school dreams.
You're
sitting there.
But yeah, no, so she's been in my head from like maybe about 17, 18. But
right.
Until I actually started doing drag, which would have been about 2010. 2010, 2011.
So when you say 2010, it still sounds, doesn't it? Like it was not that long ago.
It was like last week.
Yeah, or like actually it was 2010. It's been a while.
Or sometimes when I look at, like, do you know when you look at music and you go into like a decades folder? So I'll go into like the turn of the millennium and you look through a couple of them and you're like, I still do these probably at least once a month. but they're good songs, fantastic songs, like the Stand the Test of Time.
Great tunes, can't beat them.
Sorry for the other tangent. I knew yours was going
to be. But no, there's the music, some music now is just what used to be with a beat of the top. Like,
don't. The amount of songs that I go and go, but that's the beat to that.
Yeah, or that was, or there's that the, was these the are the song. Words to the something. It's like,
yeah. Oh, Cry For You and Beg For You. Yeah.
Has come back out again with something.
Are like, both, they're both the same song with the same beat.
Yeah.
But like, oh. Different words. And I'm like, oh no, I remember the original. I remember dancing in the club, the original.
Yeah.
Or like, turn the team being like,
it evens me. It makes me feel my age now. When you're DJing, somebody comes up, would you play this? And I'm like, what?
I have to.
What is that?
I have to look at it in Spotify and listen to it in my ear just to be like, I don't know this song.
I
do you know what I mean?
I'd be saying, I'm like, yeah, I'll have a wee look if it's on the system and I'll play it for you in about 5 minutes. Oh. Doesn't get played. I'm like, nope, I don't like that. It sounds like shite. It's not music, it's crap.
Well, that's the thing. Like, you have to balance it out to, is it actually shit?
Or people ask for stuff and you're like, do you think this room wants to listen to fucking something really, some girl with their own, play Paramore for the bride to be? How about the bride to me fuck off and Paramore out of my face? Like, no, thank you. I did go, one of the performers just doing it me second.
No,
but it was the week before. She missed it. It's like, you should have been here last week. Love you, but it got fucking.
Oh, you would have had your
I'm
life.
Still into you.
Do you know what I mean? Or if he can build it into a set, you'll do like some wee alti like three piece and
will
put
I
it
fuck?
Somewhere.
Shall I get
nothing? I will. But
you will. You
sure you know
me? I'm like, no, you get nothing. You'll get what's planned here.
Mum of the people. I'm like, oh, we'll fit it in some way. We might have to do a bit of higgledy and jiggledy about the place, but we'll get it in for you at some point. But you do have to probably wait about a half an hour and buy two more drinks. Thank you.
Yeah, like it's potentially stay around. You'll get what you want.
It may take a while.
What was the name of the character?
Yes.
Or what was your?
So previously to Misty Falls, and before I had settled on that, I was a big fan of High School Musical.
Right.
Again, faggot. And for some reason in my head, and I don't know why it resonated with me, it was Tiara Cristal.
Mm.
I know.
I love that.
But I don't know sort of where it came from.
Tiara Cristal.
Or why? Because like if you say it in a West accent, you're like, Tiara Cristal.
Your dinner's ready, love.
Do you know what I mean?
Get in out of that rain. Your daddy's not your real daddy.
Who is he?
I don't know.
Do you know what I mean?
To be honest,
Uncle John is actually my dad, and Daddy John is actually your second cousin. Do you know?
Yes.
Who knows?
They just come into my room.
The results are now. You're not the father of the baby.
You are not the father of the baby. Why are you gay? I love that. Do you ever see that? That meme. Do you ever see that? It's the guy interviewing the bitch lesbians. Like, why are you gay? Who says I'm gay? I love
it. You know,
I was walking around the kitchen the other day just going, why are you gay?
Just do it to yourself.
Just do it to myself. Well, ask myself, why am I gay?
No.
I love
Do you know that? The one that does me, and it's only because Electra does not absolutely fuck up about it, is, Mama, are you going to be a lesbian tonight? No. Lies. And like, I don't do TikTok.
Do you not?
Oh no, I
Why?
Don't. I have never downloaded TikTok.
You should. TikTok shop? You're missing out. You're up in Crumlin, sitting there with nothing to be at. Sometimes just sitting in your wee Celtic shed, and you could be on TikTok.
Brooks,
TikTok
I've
shop.
Weed. I've weed Netflix,
bitch,
Disney Plus,
on fixing
YouTube,
and all that.
And a chipped Amazon TV stick. I'm happy.
Girl, that's not giving you happiness. Look at all this here. This is
all the tech.
This is all TikTok shops. Yeah, fucking no, Mitchell's made by fucking Myers. All cost nothing.
Gag.
I love that band makeup off it. I said at night and just buy shite.
Oh, really?
I bought
no, see, that I think that might be my problem is because, like, I would then sit and have a smoke and, like, I would lose days. then on it. It's whereas so if I don't have it, I don't feel like I'm missing out. And then Electra just gives me the references and just shows me the video I'm working on Saturday night. And I'm like, oh, right, okay, I get that's it. What oh, that's funny. Yeah.
Oh, your TikTok shop's the one. New bras and all, knickers, a whole heap. Fuck, you big coming.
Primark. I'll say, I'm like, just go down. No. Just go down to Primark. Get me Magood one piece. It holds me in, lovely. And that's me.
You should see the viral TikTok body shape holder. Jesus Christ, you disappear, there's nothing left. It's fantastic. I need to get a new one, actually. I need to write that down. So yes, you were TR. Well, it was going to be TR Crystal.
It was going to be TR Crystal. That was the kind of the workshop name, if we'll call it.
And where did that? When did Misty Falls? When was your first gig?
Ooh.
What was your very first
my
gig?
My very first gig was in Shoe Factory.
Was it?
At the Sunday Bingo Show, yes. And the reason why, and it would have been actually the day of my first gig, the next night was the first night I had met you properly, because it was the first night of the first season of Trudy's Drag Race.
Fuck, remember that?
The original Roxy Tumble Dryer with the massive pants.
Yes, the gothic era.
And the black wig.
She was in her city hall.
With a bit of blue in it. Yeah. Oh, like...
That wig's still in here somewhere.
I adore it. Anytime I see you, I'm like, I remember, that's my Roxy.
I really want to... You've now
you were alty as fuck back in the day.
I suppose.
Like, you came in sitting on a fucking... on a tumble dryer.
I know.
A wife should draw a combo and just went, this is me, what of it?
Look out, because here I come. And I'm marching.
So literally the first night of the first season of Trudy's Drag Race, Trudy's the night before on the Sunday, was my debut at the Sunday Bingo Show.
Right.
where I done a wicked mix with my good sis DK. So we done it together.
Runner of the week.
And I always remember because the photo like pops up, but it was one of those grainy back in the day, like Motorola flip phone pictures.
Oof.
Like that's how far back we're going.
Taking on BlackBerry.
Slightly grainy. Whoever was on lights would have had that big, massive green light. So whatever makeup you're wearing, fuck that, because you then look green.
It was just pure washed
and
out.
It was this shake and go black wig with a fringe and a little wave. A black cardigan from Primark.
I do remember when Alpha wore the cardigan.
A waist corset.
Right.
And a pair of black skinny jeans. And I was like, I am living my best Alphaba fantasy right now.
That's Alphaba from TikTok. That fucking wart. The walking wart. That's what it actually sounds like. Was
but yeah, no, 100% working girl just had came.
Working girl?
No, like had just came from her chef doing retail. Oh. Had took her headphones off. And had went, I'm going to get on stage and do a number.
I'm ready. And you're like...
Oh. And I'm ready. And that was my first ever, like, gig. Was that...
humble beginnings,
and then
they say.
Pride that year would have been my first Pride in drag.
Oh, my God.
So it was. And then I fucked off to Derry for 2 years and nobody's seen me.
I was like, oh, why? But yeah. Tell you what, we'll come back to Derry in just a second. Not that many people want to go to it. But we're going to take a short break in the podcast where we'll tell you all about... None. But anyway, we'll be back shortly. We'll see you soon. Hello, 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 hello. Welcome back to the Laundry Room Podcast with me, your hostess, with the mostess, that loves the Sunday roastess, Roxy Tumble Dryer. And today I am joined by the Queen of the West, the best. It's Misty Falls.
Hi. How are you, love? You all right?
Hola, buenos días. ¿Cómo te llamas? How are you?
¿Cómo te llamas? Me llamo Misty.
It's fantastic. That's great.
Estoy bien. Bueno.
You feel good, yeah.
I feel good.
And donde hasta, where do you live?
Abate.
That's French.
No, that's fine. Hablo. No, hablo's to speak.
Can't even remember off the top of my head right now. But yes, you are up there.
Up there. I'm up a country. I'm actually over the Black Mountain. Before I lived beneath the Black Mountain, now I'm over the Black Mountain.
She's over the mountain.
I'm over the other side of the mountain.
Spends her weeks over the mountain and then comes into this big city for the weekend.
Genuinely. And do you know what? It was one of those ones that I was living in town. And do you know, like, we were all out and having the crack week in, week out.
Out and proud.
It was great. And then, obviously, when the pandemic happened, halfway through the pandemic, I moved out of Belfast and moved back up home to my folks' house back up in Crumlin.
Up with mommy and daddy.
Up with mommy and daddy. And it was I was always the, when I move out of Crumlin, I'm not coming back here. I'm going down to city. That's going to be me, blah, blah,
you'll
blah.
You'll never see me again.
Not gonna hear you.
September did cry for you as you returned.
Like, oh, I know.
You were one of these queens. I'm like, girls, I'm taking a break. I'm like, you love that, don't you? It's one of your favourite things.
So,
the
right.
Big, the big announcement. I'm like, guys.
I just don't, and I think it's because over COVID and over the pandemic, I backed off social media a lot because it became a horrible cesspit, and oof, you could get dragged down very easily from it.
It was wild.
And genuinely, I very much only do a lot of my social media posts will be to do with work, and it's regrams of stuff that is happening in the bar or that I'm being tagged in, or maybe once, and I mean every couple of months, I'll put up a wee picture and be like, oh, I done this. There you go.
I'm lovely. Look at me.
Do you know?
I think social media is fucking shite now.
But do you know what I mean?
Had its day.
But yeah, no, everybody just seems to. And I don't know if it's because I come from a generation of drag where if you didn't work for a couple of weeks or you needed to take a bit of time off. Like when I went up to Derry, I took fucking 2 years off the Belfast scene and performed maybe twice within 2 years in Belfast and we'd have worked up there. But I never said, I'm away. I'm taking a break. I can't.
Now,
don't get me wrong, there is girls that are like, I'm taking a break because I need to take it and it's to do, you know, with whatever. That's fine.
Yes.
Work away, you do what you need to do.
Drag's a wonderful thing, but it does give you the depression.
Oh, 100. I was saying,
I ask everybody,
I have said
like,
this
when
every
did you get
weekend
your
in the dressing room, you cannot do drag without an ism. And you may not know it yet,
Magical,
but over the course of you doing drag, you will find your ism.
You get your reason.
And that's it.
It gets awarded to
you. Do you know what I mean?
Years.
Like, there has to be. Like, there has to be something psychologically wrong with all of us to do this week in, week out. Like, we find pleasure in doing drag. Like, what the
Why
fuck's
don't?
Wrong with us?
I find pleasure in getting paid.
Well, yeah, it's about the money as well.
I'm like, see, when I get paid, that's great. Thank
money
you.
Money payday. Thank you, Daddy.
And I just, like, I also find great pleasure in talking shite and having the crack.
Well, and that's what we were saying earlier on as well. Like, give you a microphone in your hand, and for years, I have always known, like, from day that I had started in drag and worked alongside yourself, you give you a microphone and you're actually telling you to fuck up and trying to get the microphone off you, because we're like, we need to get on with the rest of the show.
And I was like, there's only so much time. I'm like, oh, well, I fuck up. Right, back
there's more, or more numbers.
Oh, yeah, what's happening?
But
I do that all the
but
time.
But you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, sorry, what's happening now?
But I think it's in our nature as well to just, if we get a microphone in our hand, we're sitting chatting. Like, we do it anyway if we're sitting having a kiki with the girls and having
talking.
Smokes, or if we're having a dinner up in Rusty's or something. Like, we don't stop, and that's like 7 hours of talking shite.
Oh.
And then you put microphones in front of us and still the same amount of
it's
shite.
Still the same,
it's just being recorded.
It's just being recorded. What took you to Derry? Why did you go
to
Derry?
So originally, yeah, I went up to study in McGee,
McGee
to do my university course in drama with psychology.
Fabulous.
Because at that point I was like, I'll do that, I'll do my PGCE, I'll become a teacher. That was the life track of a young Misty Falls back then.
And I was going to be a teacher too, and then decided I hated fucking kids.
Babes, that happened to me too.
I was like, nope, no more, not for me.
Genuinely.
Thank you for the student loan, I'm spending it on wigs and dresses, fuck a lot of you.
So I done my first year, which was great. Didn't really click with psychology, understood it, but just, I'm not a theoretical type person, and it's a lot of book and very heavy learning, and that to me just no,
just wasn't your vibe.
As
the kids say now, vibe.
It's not my vibe.
I love that word vibe. We'll just take a moment. It's like, oh yeah, feeling the vibe. What do you mean feeling the vibe? It's just called atmosphere.
Or the adoption of era. What era are you in?
Yeah, it's like
I'm in this era.
I'm giving my wearing black era. I'm like, no, you're just wearing
black. Or as we would have said, we'll just wear the black and sexies.
Yeah, just
babes,
black
every
sexy,
drag queen
remember?
Had a be it. We still like, see if me and Electra text each other B and S.
That's
black
that's,
and sexy.
That's the theme for them. Like where those.
Do you know what I mean?
Neon.
And like we could be coming from any bar, any queen
and
in
like,
Northern Ireland.
No,
could be doing a gig together somewhere randomly.
And you know,
Lauren Pride, and you go, girls, wear the B&S, and everybody be like, black and sexy bitches.
Fuck, some wouldn't. Like,
do you know what I mean?
What's B&S? Well, like British home stores?
Like, yes,
yes,
but like, for ours, because as you're saying that, we're like, I'm like, oh, me and you're just the two Islanties here being like, do you remember back in our day?
Do you remember when we
when this all done that? But yes, no, so Derry was for originally to study. It also helped me explore a lot of my, because I only started doing drag,
right.
And I was at that point a little country boy from Crumlin who went to school in Belfast from the West originally, And my female side and that part of my gender was never explored. So drag really gave me the opportunity to do that, and also my student loan helped to pay for like wigs and costumes and Absolutely. Makeup and got to do all them bits.
A poor and bought all them fucking costumes you had. They were terrible.
Oh, they were horrible. Oh, 2-piece sets. Girl, leggings and oversized t-shirt.
But funny enough, as I probably spoke to so many guests on this podcast as well, the outfits that we wore at the time, if you did look at the pictures, that was like that was actually nice clothes. That wasn't like,
oh no, that was the height of what we could get.
Oh, like fuck me, you get
and yes, there was lovely. Some there was some rough like pieces.
You look at it to today's standards, oh my god, that's bargain. But at the time, oh, that was like, oh fuck.
Oh, I pulled out.
I wore a legging. I got a wee nights, so there's a legging on the top.
A wee like glittery sequin oversized dress, and I think it's maybe from maybe Evans.
Do you remember walking past Evans and you used to see like a sparkly
thing? The big glittery thing, and everybody.
Drag queens are
them
like,
size 22, big, massive purple yokes.
Full fuck. Oh, those Beth Ditto dresses. Mine's hanging
out. Is she there?
Oh, she's in there somewhere.
I've had yours on, I've had Rusty's on.
Oh, God.
At some point, you just.
Or I think Rusty and
you've all been christened in that dress.
Swapped, because I now have one which is smaller than the one I had, which is Rusty's one, all the sequins missing from it. I was like, you bastard. Somebody's got my fucking big, giant size 20.
20, 22, 24? 28. Oh, no.
Because I got it on eBay. I wanted it. Got it on eBay. It was 30 quid or something.
But that's what I mean. Swear to God, it's one of those ones in it. Where that was the height. Like, a sequin dress from Primark Evans, if you were able to get, like, maybe a Topshop, a new look. Like Quiz's formal range, if you ever want. Our gowns were from Quiz formal.
Our whole level of taste here. It's like Missy's a Quiz's formal range, and I'm like, Missy, never in my whole drag career have I walked into Quiz and went, I'll have a dress from Quiz.
I still wear Quiz dresses.
I know you do. Like, I've seen you at that window hanging out of it in a fucking Quiz.
Love a
number.
Quiz dress.
I'm like, who wants to do Quiz? Round one. Is it stinking? Yes. Congratulations, you've won. Although, to be honest, because there was obviously so many. Well, not so many, not as many as there was now, but do you remember walking past the shops and you've seen sequin and go, nobody's bought this yet, fucking right.
That's it.
I got it before the rest is you.
And then now, but then the thing is, now you order stuff, and because we all love Allison Express,
oh, or everybody's got the cheap tab.
A little bit of like Temu.com.
Oh no, I'm on Charismatico buying the
fucking. Oh no, you love like.
I'm doing my Thailand fancy
you get
shit.
You're good. But because like you can get really good cheap stuff now.
Okay. Like, I'm the queen stuff, of all these.
As we noticed that we both
our matching dress that
are
we
both on the same dress.
AliExpress is great. The things I bought, my jewellery, my earrings, my wigs, my every fucking thing is basically made by a wee Chinese girl somewhere.
Rocks my
and I love her. Whoever she is, I want a pair of money. She's fucking great. Just keep me in beauty standards. It's great.
Last 2 years for Bride, I have wore jumpsuits that have been from AliExpress. So I have, and they both cost me under £15 each. And I felt like the most beautiful woman in the world.
This year's outfit is a quick fits jumpsuit. I'm going, you getting your tires?
I'm actually this year I'm sponsored by Autoglass. Autoglass Repair, Autoglass Replace.
Always and forever. So, always and forever. Like, what are you? I'm like, I'm looking into the soul of myself. Autoglass Repair, Autoglass Replace. Boop, boop.
Imagine.
I'm sponsored.
No, to be honest, I actually don't know what I'm doing for Pride this year.
Me too. I was about to say, what are you doing?
I've one backup that I found this week, which was a dress that I had bought more for an event once, and then left it back in its box, and it has sat in its box for about 6 years now.
I've quite a lot of things in here like that. Like this only came out.
That's love. I remember that.
I only wore that once to something.
No, I can remember the.
We're talking about a feather head piece here, but sorry, we keep forgetting that we're not. We're doing the thing. You can't see what
we're
talking
about. Oh, yeah, no. Sorry,
we're talking
about
a feather head
piece
that I have here that doesn't.
That I know. I know it from something, but I can't remember where.
I wore it a couple of weeks ago recently in a video, and the place went wild for
it. It's either been a video, or I must have maybe just seen it across your social media somewhere.
Maybe.
Or it has just been in passing where I've been like, ugh, yeah.
Is that a thing? But yeah, no, it doesn't come out often. It's just.
But yeah, no, so Derek.
Aye.
To the original
Fuck.
Point.
back to that.
Ended
back
up,
to what we were talking about.
Ended up getting conjunctivitis in my second year.
Gorgeous.
Yeah, lovely. Which took me out of probably about 3 months of classes. Came home end of second year and just went, I'm done. I was like,
it's
I can't really go back. It's not where I want to go.
I don't want to be known as the boy with the eyes. Like, there's good junk day.
I didn't go out to anything. Like, I would have sat in my room in, like, my student house and been like, nah, if I went out, only in sunglasses, so people couldn't see my eyes. Like, it was really, like, for 3 months, I was fucking...
Look at that mysterious fella, look at him.
100%. Like, look
wrapped
at
in a cloak.
This eccentric. And the thing is, as well, at that time, because it was the first time I had, like, freedom, I was, like, dyeing my hair. So,
we like Phantom of the Opera, and, like, the rafters of the university going, I am Misty Falls.
Do not look at me, because I cannot see you.
My name's Tiana Biscuit. I mean, no, it's not Tiara Crystal. Oh, Tiana Biscuit, fuck me.
Tea and a biscuit. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome to the stage Tea and a Biscuit. It's Tiana, but spelled Tiana.
Oh, wait, somebody's called that from Drag Race, remember?
Tea Coffee?
No, Tea and a Biscuit. Is another drag queen? Oh, Tiana Biscuit is the one. Do you remember Sophie Ellis Baxter? It was like, was singing Sophie Ellis Baxter somewhere. It was like, and it was completely off key.
No, that's why it's in my head. Tiana Biscuit. Like, oh, there you go.
I follow her on social media. Fucking hilarious. Shout out Tiana Biscuit. You're a fucking gag, bitch.
But yeah, no, so then I came back to Belfast, started working, and then came back to started doing shows in Maverick with yourself and Miss Rusty Hinges.
Yes.
And that was me back then in Belfast and paying for my sins and
starting her
business. Been in the Maverick ever since.
That's right. I remember our days there when I was doing the Sunday service.
Yes, we would have done Sunday. That's where I started on Sunday service when we had the big cast.
Yes.
Back in the day when it was the 8+1, as I call it, because it was the 8 of Usins, and then it was like, hi, I'm here too.
Mistake.
The unofficial 9th queen of any season.
Oh, yes.
So I had started on the door at Sunday service and would have performed every other week. And done the number, so it would have been the group number, and then I would have performed to give you time to change. Oh. And then you would have all done your solos, you would have done the game in the middle, all done your second solos, I would have done the last solo, and then it was the group finale.
Oh, you were a filler girl.
Oh, I was 100% the filler girl that done the door.
Oh, the filler girls.
And that's how I started off in the Maverick with Usins. So I would have done the Sundays and TNT Thursdays rocks.
Yes, oh my
as well,
God.
Do you remember?
Yes.
The cheeky run of Thursday nights that you've done.
We've
so
done,
we'd have done that
ever,
with Usins, because I was listening to Electra's episode and you were talking about Ultravamp.
Yes, Electra's Thursday
night. But TNT would have been before that. So the first couple of nights of Ultravamp, I would have came down as the guest because we all would have kikied together.
I just remembered that. Holy fuck. So this and that. It was just been everything.
Everything. It was R&R, but on a Thursday, so it had to be T's in the name. Like, that's the level we were at
so
back then.
Awful.
We would have done the gig, had the gigs. I would have got the free drinks because I was the guest that night, so Mum was happy.
Oh, wow, you were getting your drinky.
And then the three of us would have then went upstairs and to Electra's night.
Gig.
And sat in the old VIP area.
That's right, the raised seating.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, the good old
Because then seating. That's when you were saying with the girls about the Bitch Please days.
Yes.
I came in late on in the Bitch Please, but I was only ever there because I was the VIP host for the Rue girls when they came in. So I would have had the velvet rope at the VIP area.
Oh, you rope opener?
You were all like doing the kiki, having the girls doing the performance. There's me standing in a full outfit the whole night in heels being like, where's your wristband?
Can Do you I have see a wristband? I'm Misty Falls.
Do you have a wristband?
Rope opener.
But the best part about it was like, it helped me in terms of I got to chat to like loads of people. If you were doing VIP on like a Rue night, you knew half the VIP area anyway because they were either bar regulars, other working performers, or just the people that were just out and about and that you've known from day dot. Do you know what I mean?
Yes,
so you always had a gig. Plus, you got to see the Rue girls and got a wee picture. Like for me back then, that was like it. Because then what had popped up was recently Boombox's first birthday. The first birthday with Detox, which was me, Detox, yourself, Electra, and Sassy.
Yes.
And then around about the same time was when Michelle Visage was over.
She's
as
so
well.
Small. Remember how tiny she was?
Which was me, you, Electra, and Rusty, because it was on the Wednesday, back when the Wednesdays used to be the Rue Girl Nights at Bitch Place.
That's right. That's
Do you know
right.
what I mean? And that's then when that's when we would have started. So I would have done the shows with Usins. And then moved to Tuesday to do Lip Sync Tuesdays, which was my first night. And then I moved to Monday and started working with Titty, which she would have done Scandalous.
Yes,
in
fuck
the club.
Your memory's amazing.
And I would have then done Mondays in the bar and then we would have continued on with Sundays, because then Sundays obviously was when me and you got, was what I call me and Electra done work experience, where we worked every other week with Roxy.
I was right. Yes, that's
and
right.
And Gemma would have done hosting with you, and we moved the show downstairs.
Remember those.
And then that's when the good May Day, like genuinely Christmas, Easter, May Day, the big group numbers.
Oh, those big.
The 12, 15 minute mixes.
15 minute mega mix production.
Princess of Egypt.
So it was basically
Candy Carousel was the river, like iconic performances.
I love that the Princess of Egypt, or the Princess of Egypt, which was basically the Prince of Egypt,
the Prince
film,
of Egypt, but
the story of Moses.
You
and
played
all
Moses, I played the mum of, because I had to be mum,
pure mum. But Candy Carousel in the role
as the river,
the river. Candy Carousel played the River Nile. I still laugh in my head. Me and Gemma talked about this, like.
The river, and it was a blue rope, like
it was a blue rope being floated down the bar.
It was a blue rope that went up the bar, back down the bar, and we thought this was the most creative, far out. We were like, we are breaking waves and barriers here with this level of drag performance.
It was so stupid that it was so good. This is what I love about it. And anything like that, that's so stupid, but it's so fun. Like that, look at the fun.
Easter, the Nativity.
Easter was what was Easter?
I think it was just a big run. One of your big. As I call them, the Roxy Tumble Dryer specials. Like, you get sent a 12-minute mix, and it just has a little bit of everything. And then there's the Family Guy bits and all the little ad-libbies. And it starts with, do you know
how the world where I actually found that was on YouTube. It was a part of, like, you know, a child's Jesus stories.
I remember you saying
and
about it.
I was like, oh, here, you'll do me for the intro of the song. The greatest story. I still have their mixes.
I have them. Because you probably sent me them on WhatsApp back in the day.
They go,
it transfers phone to phone.
Yes. And it
so
comes with
it'll
it.
Be in my music, and I'll be like flicking through, and then all I'll hear is, do you know? And I'm like, right, I'm listening to it. That
there
right,
is,
we're here, and that's me settled for 13 minutes
Christmas
to listen to.
The Christmas one was the Nativity.
Oh, the Nativity was like,
where we had everybody.
The box of WKD as Baby Jesus.
As Baby Jesus.
And then as we finished it, because the bar stupidly left WKD in it, we literally got them out. Did you crack them in your teeth, or did Titty crack them on
Rusty
ours?
Did. Rusty can use his teeth. And we drank neck.
But and we literally were sitting at the end of our Christmas show doing the Nativity with WKD on our hands being like, oh my Lord, and then you forgot the baby and had to go back.
That's how I run off and they went, oh fuck, I forgot the child. Run off, everybody laughing their head off.
Pesh like.
It was a cracker. I'm trying to, Easter wasn't.
I think we just done fun bits. No. Do you know what Easter was? Sister Act. The Sister Act 2, Joyful Joyful, I think would have been around Easter as
right. Well. Yes, there was the Sister Act 2.
Me and you having an absolute gag. And then just being like, right. Girls, just follow us, it's fine.
Just follow, just whatever you do, just follow, it'd be great.
Yeah.
Is Spooky Fan, do you want anything?
No, I'm dead on.
Every night at this
and the
time,
crowd goes mild.
I don't understand. Like 4:30, my kids haven't even had their dinner yet, and he's coming around going to an ice cream. I'm like,
I know.
I'd be out at 7:00.
If my kids were in the house and they tried to be like, "Ma, can we have a poke?" I'd be like, "Yeah, but go use your own money."
I fish fingers in the air fryer. You're going fucking nowhere, bastard.
Love an air fryer.
All about the air fryer.
I'm such an air fryer person. I think it's because I'm back at home and like I do a lot of cooking in the house during the day, so I do the dinners and stuff.
Oh, look at her. She's doing the kids' lunches for the kids now.
Genuinely, see if I go in and do like a cover night or something, I make sure a child's dinner and all is done. I'm like, dinner's done, lunch is done for the morrow. I don't have to worry. Give me my bottle of wine and go out the door.
I'm aware.
The air fryer like is genuinely one of my favorite
things. I already got one recently there and was like, but I've had one ages ago. Shit, it was a really small one. You couldn't get nothing in
yeah.
it.
Yeah,
it's shit now. You can put a fucking chicken in it. Air fry the bastard today.
Double door. It's not.
Oh, a double door.
I have the double door as well.
It's got wheelchair access. Ring my fucking air fryer. I'm like beep beep. Bring up the backer.
You have to get a certain number of points even just to get one.
Fucking
like that's how exclusive.
Wheelchair lift and all for it. Like get her in that air fryer.
Why no?
In you get you fucker. So yes, we went from how Misty began. She was up in Derry and then returned, and of course Sunday service went through. I departed for the skies, and then found myself in other places, just doing my own thing.
Doing your own bits and pieces.
Now you're currently there with Miss Electra Gunt.
I am. So from COVID, I came back. Me and Rusty came back, and we're doing DJ sets because we couldn't do anything else other than sit in our little Perspex boxes.
Ooh, well, here, speaking of sets, I need to give you a quick set and rule. We're going to take a quick break while Misty gets a set and rule, but we're going to talk about the pre-COVID or post-COVID.
Pre-COVID.
whatever fucking happened.
Did COVID happen?
It, yeah, it did. It can't really remember it. We'll be back in just a second. Stay there. Hello, bienvenido, bonjour, welcome back to the Laundry Room Podcast. With me, Roxy Tumbledrag, your hostess with the mostess, and today I am joined by the lady of leisure that is Misty Falls.
Hi.
Hello.
You all right, love?
I'm great. You're it's nice right. to be here. Thanks for staying. Thanks for sticking around.
Of course. Anytime. It's nice to get a proper, like, in-depth catch chat.
I know, and tell me all about your...
We're just chatting.
Tell me all about your problems. Tell Oprah about your problems. I don't know why it's just Jamaican.
Why? I was just like, okay.
It reminds me of like the Bo Selecta version yeah. of Oprah.
Massive
I
chin.
Live for the... I just love Bo Selecta. It's racist. No, it's not. It's funny. It is a gag. But anyway, so before the break, we'll be off there, give you a nice curtain set. So we did.
We did. It's bouncy and gorgeous.
Because we're doing DJ sets, and I thought you needed a wee curtain set for the weekend. So yes, so after COVID.
After COVID, myself and the beautiful Miss Rusty Hinges then came back and we're doing DJ sets upstairs, downstairs because we were in our little fish bowls behind the DJ booth and couldn't talk to anybody. We were like, hi.
Oh, yes.
Do you remember?
Stay back.
Yeah.
I was doing a moment.
We literally looked like mannequins in a window.
In Union Street, we were actually just behind a Perspex screen and it was just... Same.
Like, you've seen the DJ booth in the bar as well. They literally was like...
Yeah.
It was like perspexed off. And this was before even they put the windows in. So, like, it was that. And just, then you just had the window behind you that was half blacked out. And you were like, I genuinely am so glad I don't have claustrophobia. Because if I did, I would be feeling it right now. You had to wear that fucking visor shield.
Hated them. I never wore any of it. I was like, see what? See if I die, I die. That's the end of it. I was like,
you made peace with it. You were like, that's
made
it.
Peace with the second lockdown.
Gone. I am done.
When people are lit, but even though they were like, stay at 2 meter distance, blah, blah, there was still some stupid fucking rancid old bastard up
your
back
hole.
With a mask under his chin going,
at least I had on the chin. There was ones that were just down about doing absolutely fuck all.
Okay, like masks and all that. They weren't going to fucking protect you. It's a bit of shitey plastic that's been shipped in from China.
I know.
Like, but they're always up your back. I'm like, that's one thing I think it should be brought back is still stay the fuck away from people in the queue. You do not need to be inside me. Like, fuck
go
me.
Away.
At least buy me a drink first. He's concerned, like,
just
right
a
up
drink.
Your back.
I'm like, no, let's go for a nice dinner first.
Bald. You'd be like, give me the side eye and that'll do me. I'm like,
well, to be honest, yes, if the mood does take me, I'm just like, bloop, bloop.
If the star line was that
the stars align.
See that noise bloop, bloop. Was that the sound of lube coming out of a packet there was that that's what I thought it was like bloop bloop was like that was lube just
I
dropping.
Tried to do the grinder noise and then I was like no bloop. Thank you I can't do it.
Oh my god
I'm so bad at noises.
Hold on let me have a listen to that 1 second let's hear that back again
bloop 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 hey Jay.
I blue 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 blue. So that was the grinder's brand new sign.
That's grinder's brand new grandma for the older grinder. Blue, blue.
Hello, welcome to grandma.
Blue, blue.
So where you'll find local grannies in your area who can make you like apple pie.
Oh my god, that's not that it turns me because like I love a da.
Blue, blue.
And I have fucked a granda.
Blue, blue. Blue, blue. What have you?
Yeah.
What age?
58.
That's not a granda.
It is in the west.
You've got
I could be a great grand in the west for fuck's
you
sake
you have got me there you've first time I've ever
and
been
you know
to
what
pieces, so like,
Joe is even funnier and I'll tell yes but I'm telling you no more he wasn't even from the west he was from the east because I'm doing it for the cause.
Oh, here I have a Rangers top and you're like
oh no I went to his
oh you
fuck
went
that.
You travelled across
oh the, I travel
you were on the glider
I don't call him a travel
she,
oh my
she
god
she
I love the and genuinely it was actually somewhere off the glider as well god. Because when I was in Belfast it was genuine like props to TransLink when the want to do the work because the glider route from west east right. has absolutely leveled up the trade game.
Oh now you're traveling
well when I was in the city and then fucking COVID came in and I was like well I can't go anywhere
oh,
Jesus Christ
she's taking the purple tram to get the purple head
had to go for a wee walk around the Bogs Meadows when I was down around Donegal Road just to fucking have a look at somebody like, and they were still fucking 6 feet in front of me. It was like hi.
Like, hi, you're stinking. You're like, no, just wank me through this bush and I'm away. Don't talk
away.
Can't
do it.
At least now the glider's a good...
Oh, yes, no.
Gliding's good for the sliding.
If anybody is on the glider route, it's very good for hooking up because you just get your day ticket and then that's all your travel sorted.
And just sit with your phone open and fly up and down the route and just get off whenever you're looking your route.
Oh, it's a laugh. Like...
Fabulous. So you were going with a granda. All ages here, nobody discriminated against at all. It's like taking Zimmer frames and all upstairs and going, just park your wee scooter.
Oh my god, I haven't been that bad. They've all been mobile.
And nobody's been, you know, at near death, and you're like,
no,
I
I'm
could
not
do
that bad
with some new bits and pieces. She's like, no, I'm
we're
right,
not. No.
It's like, if I don't wish the mill, I don't
have a sugar daddy. Never had a sugar daddy. But if I wanted a sugar daddy, do you know what? I could get one because I'm what? Sickening.
You make me sick, you bastard. Sugar daddy. That's never for me. And crap. I'm like,
no.
You get as much money as you want, but I. No.
Plus, as well, like, then you owe something. Whereas, like, I'm very much the type of person, I will have as much fun with you as possible, and we will have a great time.
I don't know.
But once I'm away,
that's the end of that chapter.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, we may have fun a couple of times, and we'll do it again, but whatever we do in that room is us in that room. We're in it, do you know that way?
Yeah.
And after that, I'm like, it's why I don't do relationships. It's fucking terrible.
Oh, really? No, it's not for them.
No, I've, like, genuinely, in my whole life, I have had 3 serious relationships and none of them
my
lasted.
My 3 greatest loves.
None of them lasted more than 6 months.
I'm the same, girl. I've had nothing over 6 months.
So,
No, yeah. Mm. But six, seven months. Yeah, just real time wasters and their kids. So, yeah.
But that's my thing is, I'm like, I can have fun with people, but it's not, it's sexual fun and it's a sexual relationship. It's nothing to do with anything outside of it.
And it's even hard for us as drag queens for dating because people are just like, I'm like, sorry, I'm not going to fucking blow up the world. I just perform twice, sometimes once a week.
Yeah, it's either that
and
or,
most of the time
or
I'm
they're too into it and they're like, oh, do you do this for, you know, like while you're sitting about in your fucking living room on a Sunday afternoon? And I'm like, yeah, I am, but I'm getting ready to go out to work.
You could end up meeting somebody and then they could end up stealing your whole drag persona and becoming you and then be like, oh, what happened
this
to me? I'm like,
do you know what I mean?
They stole everything and disappeared.
Well, this is it.
But
the thing of it is, as well, when it does come to dating, dating in drag or just fucking in drag in general, people will have a pre-expectation of you and think that, like, see, if you're having, like, a wee drink beforehand before you get down to it, some people can expect the character, do you know, and are expecting, you know, the crack.
Oh, well, I will not go with anybody in drag. That's not my thing.
I've kissed people in drag.
No.
I have had, I'll be honest and say, I've had sex twice in drag, and both of the times I was very, very drunk. Like, it was post-gig, but one of those gigs where you stay out after.
Oh, we were back in the day,
and, like, would have took the guy home in a taxi.
Gay.
One of them, great, actually was quite a good experience, bar I was in drag. The other one, I had to get my housemate's partner at the time to fuck the guy out of the house.
Oh, was he getting a bit of it?
As soon as anything started to slip or move, he turned and I went, mate, this isn't going to be for you. I was like, I'm not being a dick. I was like, but just leave. And he was like, oh, and I was like, that's dead on. Get your stuff. And the front door is where you came in. And I went downstairs and went into the living room. And then about 5 minutes later, he hadn't left. So I sent my housemate's partner at the time up. And he literally, like, went and escorted him out of the house.
Out, you fucking freak.
Do you know what I mean? And from that, but again, like, sex, drag to me isn't anything to do with sex. Like, I don't even refer to myself as a sexy drag queen, do you know what I mean? Like, when I do drag,
just
I go into mum character.
Boot.
And I'm just like, we're like, here, we'll have the crack. And it's a gig. It's
yeah,
not.
See, as you say that, actually, I wouldn't be like, oh, Roxy's sexy. Or, I'm,
no.
I'm a comedian. I like to be funny.
Yeah.
That's it. I don't look at, it's not a sexy thing. I don't, but like, when you get a text, you're ever going,
you can look well. Like, don't get me wrong. Like, we'll make sure we're looking
fucking
mint.
I look good. But it's not like a, oh, sexy.
No.
It's not that for me. It's not a sexual turn on. It's not a thing. Or the go, and are you getting all, you know, somebody thinks you're going to take them home and be like that. I'm like, mate, not a fucking chance.
Not a chance. As soon as I get in the door, not even. I've actually now got it because I get ready in work most weeks. Like, I'll paint in work because it helps me get into, like, the work mindset.
You're in the building, so you just
do you know
there.
What I mean?
Right, you hear my room. A room of shame.
Because I do it all in there and, like, I'm in that mindset. As soon as I finish a gig and go back up to the dressing room, my under everything comes off.
Straight off.
My tracksuit goes back on. The lashes are off. The earrings are out. And everything's packed now. I'm in a taxi.
And away. That's me too.
Do you know what I mean?
I get changed and undressed here at home because it's easier and everything's just at my hand because the dressing room stuff I can never be, just can never be arsed. I just leave as soon as I'm done, come home, yeah, and it's like Bruce Almighty at the door, just disappears. Poof. And I'm like, great, let's go.
But that's the thing, like, you need, I believe you need that separation between the two. And
oh God, yeah.
It's not, I'm genuinely not knocking anybody that does it, because
no,
if that's part of what you want to do in drag, fucking do it, do your best that you want to do.
Work away.
But for me, if me, I'm dating out with people and or having fun, I like to be myself.
Same.
Not a product that I have created over the past 14 years.
Even relationships I was in, and I was like, no, you're not, we're not doing anything or kissing or doing fuck all until I wash this off. It's yeah, just like, no.
But don't get me, like, I've kissed people, like, on a Saturday night out, I've had a wee lumber with somebody when I've been in drag and had a couple of drinks, but ooh, that's slut, it. Do you know what I mean? Back. Like, it's not,
I, you're not like,
do you know, you have a wee cheeky kiss. Just if, marry me, if somebody's lovely, you're like, Mary, give me a wee bit of you, but I don't care that I'm in drag. Do you know what I mean?
Fuck, I haven't been out in years. I haven't been out in years. I don't know what that's like. I actually don't. I fucking can never, as I said, I can never be arsed. I am done as soon as I'm done. I'm getting old now. And I'm,
see, I think it's that as well. So it's an age like, thing that, like, if I'm going out, I'm like, we're all going out for like brunch or to dinner or out for drinks.
Barely even doing that now for
fun. That's what I mean. But like, you, really you make yourself go to them, in a way, because it's a catch up with everybody.
Well, I just say it's a chat.
Do you know what I mean? And we get to, because we don't get to work, like, if you think about it, like,
it's as we always say, getting the old band back together.
I love getting the old band back
together.
And having the crack, because like myself, you, Electra, Adam, Rusty, we all work together very closely for a long time. And like I would, because I was sitting chatting to a couple of the baby queens recently, and I was like, without you and Rust, I wouldn't have worked or done as much as what I did in the early days.
Yeah.
And it is about that sort of like paying homage and doing your time and then working your way up, which I have done. Like, I fought for every single position that I have got on the Belfast scene.
Same.
And have done it over the past 14 years. Do you
I've
know
worked
what I mean?
Hard. I've not just worked and been a con. But
we've also all worked together a lot over that time, and like, we've been away together. Like, I'm surprised we haven't even genuinely got on to either Amsterdam or
okay,
or Benidorm.
Fuck! Oh, they're for the next round.
Oh, like that's part two of the remix. But
oh fuck! There's more to be like, more to be discussed.
That because when I think of like myself and your friendship, there's a lot of it that's in like shows and all that stuff. You're one of the very few people, in terms of someone who I work with and have travelled with as well, and had some great international
had a good laugh. Absolutely.
But yeah, do you know what I mean? And it's important that we do get to have those wee moments where we get to like see each other and catch up and go, girls, do you remember about that?
Do you remember this? Do you remember that? Do you remember this?
And I think that's why I keep up with sort of like my stuff that I've done in the Belfast scene, but I try and keep up with everybody's, because as a matriarch now.
I know, if you're all like drag mom, like, right. Portia.
Because they're trying to make me a great granny.
Oh, no, but Portia was like, I was like, do you do a drag mother? She goes, no, I wouldn't do any of that. I'll give all you the help you need, but I'll cheer you on from the sidelines.
But no, so like, I kind of keep everybody's stuff in my head, because then if the kids ever ask me, I go, no, but then this is what happened.
This is actually the way
and that's why it's always fresh to me, because I'm always like trying to pass on being like, but no, this is what the like my generation of queens did, my good duties, my girls.
Well, this is the reason for this podcast as well, is to talk about things
done
that went before
that we all done together, and then
and even before us, it's how we're what you're dancing and enjoying yourself now is on. Well, I can't get words out, but it's basically we're talking about stuff that's happened for people now that are just coming out to understand this is what came before you and before us and 100%.
Like, I can remember back in the like us saying about like the first time in drag. I remember when the only guest spot you were ever getting was on a Sunday night at the Sunday Bingo Show,
mm-hmm.
and that was the only drag open guest spot, and like you were maybe waiting 2-3 months at a time before a space opened that you could get into it.
I know, and what's sad is the Sunday Bingo Show is no more.
Do you know what I mean? I know. Tears.
Tears.
But you know what I mean? Like that.
But this is what happens in a scene where nobody supports things.
Well, that's the thing. Like, I would 100% be like, get out.
Three bars, yeah. Two, you know, fuck
and
me, people.
We're going through changes. And I get it. Like, it's not us going, oh, us gays, us LGBTQIA plus people have this disposable income that we supposedly always have.
Because nobody
that's
does.
What the heteros think. We have all this disposable money.
We got the money.
We genuinely don't. We have the exact same money as everybody else and probably worked double as hard to get it.
I know.
But going out to make sure, like, that's why when I go out, like, if I'm going out, I'm making sure that I'm going down to Maverick and I'm seeing the girls.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I mean? Mostly because it's a place I feel comfortable as an older person who has anxiety as well. Like, that's my home, and I know I can go down there, feel comfortable, and have a great night in a space that I'm in. It's safe, do you know what I mean?
Those bars down there is where we go to.
It's the people, like, genuinely, that maybe are out once a year, and then will write shit either online or critique, or you just hear it word of mouth, and you're just like, but you are genuinely in drinking water one night a year.
You have a glass of water.
And you think that you have this know-all to judge everything that goes on when we're literally beating our arses
mm-hmm.
off together, trying to get shit in, wigs, costumes, hair, diversifying our spectrum of entertainers as well. And you're literally sitting there with a slap face on you.
Oh, it happens a lot. Do you know what I mean? People whose faces always trip them, but that's just them. It's a problem with them, not
do you know?
Anything to do with...
Oh, no, 100%. Stages, but there is, like, the fantastic stuff that does go on, you know, across our little rainbow quarter of the world.
Mm-hmm.
And further afield, with, like, yourselves doing Balmoral and the girls doing Revs.
Yeah,
and,
there's drag everywhere. Drags now, I'm back everywhere.
Up doing Crumlin again, which is great, from mm-hmm. before the pandemic, and doing something that I don't normally get to do in Belfast, which I do live sets now in Crumlin. So I'm literally there with a microphone singing for an hour.
Enjoying yourself.
And having genuinely the best of crack. Do you know what I mean? Right. But that's, like, we get to do stuff outside of our own little hubs, but our hubs are there that are also as well, 9 times out of 10, free to come down and see the shows.
Yes.
Just in case you weren't dying.
Yeah.
It's free to come into our public houses.
Yeah. People still do.
Buy some drinks.
People still do.
Get the girls a shot.
I don't even want a shot. I don't even want a drink from anybody. Just come down and support the bars.
No, I know.
Because we are actually going to get to the point soon where we're going to have either none, one, or... You'll just have to go back into the
Tina Turner's Thunderdome of drag queens to see who gets the spots then, do you know what I mean?
Fuck.
Like,
I'd be like, nah, you're alright, work away, kid, you's no better, fuck's sake.
Do you know? But that's the thing
just
as well.
Just put on a fucking wig and a suit, you're a drag queen.
If you go back to, like, when we started, your new queens would have come out every summer, and they would have been the contestants of Trudy's Drag Race that year, usually. Do you know what I mean? Like, why? And there wasn't ever, like, little sporadic blah blah blah, like, each queen came up with a new generation, or every couple of years she would have had a wee group. Whereas now, genuinely, you turn around every other week there's a new queen, and I get it, and, like,
every 15 minutes during the course of the night,
like, get it, experience your shoes. I wouldn't be sitting here as a comfortable gender fluid person without the Art of Dragon using that to explore who I was as a person. Queen of the pronouns he, she, and they, give me all of it, call me Michael or Misty in and out of drag, and I'm just like, yeah, that's me.
Call me when you want, call me when you need, call me when you're Misty, call me when you tease.
It's going to be one of the Misty Falls. We'll have to do that in the next one as well. The amount of different songs that you have over the years changed into Misty Falls. Misty, Misty, Misty Falls.
Oh my
Misty
God, Falls. Remember that? Misty, yes. Falls. Fuck.
Misty, Misty, Misty Falls.
Any song at all.
Any song.
Any song.
Got a Misty Falls remix.
It works for anything.
For genuinely the space of about 2 years.
If I put it into this, it would be cancelled for copyright on YouTube. It would be fucked. I'm like, oh no, but it's my song. I wrote it myself.
It's called Misty Falls.
It's Misty Falls. So here, before we actually have to go and
yes.
go on, because I have a pan in the oven, where can we catch you and shout abuse at you from a distance?
Well, you do that every week anyway on a Saturday night.
So, where can more people do such things?
You can see me across the street if Roxy has done her PR for herself.
Yo, yeah, yo. Yeah.
She is in the Good Union Street at 8. Myself and Electra LeCunt are across the street in the Maverick from 9. And doing the bits and pieces. We will be there DJing, having the crack, doing a bit of cabaret. There's lovely, no, like, genuinely, you know, I love working with Electra. Like, we get to work with you, and I've worked with her for so long that
two good girls.
It's just fun.
I just have the crack. You have somebody to bounce off.
I genuinely have the best of crack with Electra on the Saturday night.
Shout out to Electra LeCunt.
Shout out to Electra LeCunt, my
good. Electra.
As we're now known, the Westie Besties.
That's the girls themselves.
We are.
So you see them Saturday nights.
This is the thing. Nobody realises that Electra's from the West as well.
No.
Nobody thinks that. Like, Electra's from Andytown. Like, she's literally from up the street. Electra lives closer to Casement Park than I do. Like, that's how Fenian she is.
She is Mandytown.
Mandytown Road.
It's Mandytown. So yes, Saturday nights, we'll catch you at the Mav.
Catch me at the Mav. Whenever Rusty decides to be sick, I usually get swooped in.
Yes, but follow your socials as well, Misty Falls.
Oh, Mummy Misty across the socials. Mummy Misty. Oh, Mummy Wigs that gets updated maybe once every 6 months when I can be bothered putting stuff about her up. Do you want to end projects like my podcast that you start over COVID? And I literally went, right, I'll do what it needs for me, and then like depression, anxiety, and all that kicks in, and it gets all fallen to the
wayside.
Things
go to the wayside. You're like,
so there might be maybe 2025 will be the revival of when I start to do shit online again. Because
AR,
I hate
folks, you hear it here first. Gather your loins.
That's your exclusive.
AR is your exclusive. Gather your loins.
Keep
yourselves ready.
2025 to do bits and pieces.
It's on its way.
But it has been absolutely lovely getting to catch up with you properly.
Pleasure. Thanks for coming on.
And Shan, absolute shite.
Thank you very fucking much. There's now a private security fan to take you back to where you came from, you fucking
Magabra.
Absolute bastard. Folks, thank you very much for listening, and of course sticking around during the brief hiatus while I was
touching yourself.
I was actually arrested in a Libyan prison, but anyway, we'll keep that for the next episode of the Laundry Room podcast. But until then, thank you very much. Love yous, leave yous, have a great one, whatever you're up to. Be safe, be sorry, and if you're not sorry, tell everybody to fuck off. See you later. Bye bye.